Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come on!
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot.
Nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. One of the best quotes ever in sports. If you don't know who Vitas Gerulaitis is, I don't blame you. He was a professional tennis player and a very good one. Thing is, Jimmy Connors had his number. When I say he's got your number, it means he beats you every time, beats you like a drum. And at that stage, Jimmy Connors had beaten Vitas Gerulaitis 16 times in a row. Vitas Gerulaitis beat him, and at the post-match press conference or whatever, he said, nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. Here's the thing. I'm a Minnesota Twins fan, or I was a Minnesota Twins fan, and I was thinking, nobody beats the Minnesota Twins 18 times in a row. You're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Minnesota Twins have now lost 18 postseason games in a row. It's by far and away the longest streak ever. 18 postseason games in a row. Do you know how hard it is to make the postseason in baseball? And do you know how hard it is to lose 18 playoff games in a row? It's so hard. Nobody's ever done it, except for now, my Minnesota Twins. So, nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. Baseball beats the Minnesota Twins 18 times in a row. So, what's the point? I wanted to talk to you about loyalty today. Because such a frustrating thing when the Twins lost the 17th in a row, I thought to myself, should I give up? Should I stop being a Twins fan? I have not lived there for, I'm 41 going on 42. I left when I was 18. I haven't lived there for a really long time. Should I move on from being a Twins fan? I thought, if they lose again, if they lose 18 in a row, I'm going to be done. So here we are, going on record. I am renouncing my fandom as a Twins fan. Always loved the Minnesota Twins. I became a Twins fan because they won the World Series in 1987 and in 1991. They had players, they had guys named Kent Herbeck and Greg Gagne and Gary Gaetti and Steve Lombardozzi and Danny Gladden and Kirby Puckett. Awesome teams. Great names. Great character. They had the Steelers had the terrible towels. Well, the Twins had the Homer hankies. They had these white Homer hankies, white little handkerchiefs that they would wave. And back then, they played in the Metrodome, which was this huge dome, and the ceiling was white. And so it was this sea of white Homer hankies and so much excitement and enthusiasm. And, you know, if you're a little kid and your team wins and they win a couple of times in a short amount of time, they've got you for life. Well, in this case, they have me for a good chunk of life. So, where else do we find ourselves being loyal to things? Certainly our hometowns, our home states. We're loyal to teams. A lot of the time, we're loyal to brands. I feel like it's potentially a new thing that we are so loyal to political parties, and to ideology, but maybe I'm wrong. I think that there's some good things about loyalty. You want to be loyal to your friends and the companies that you're working with, where you're really investing your time, obviously loved ones and family. But then there's a ton of loyalty, which is, I think, misplaced, that ends up doing a lot more harm than it does good. And there's a big difference between me being loyal to the Twins and loyalty to a political party, for example. And that difference is, in today's world, that my self-worth is not tied up in the Minnesota Twins or in Diet Coke over Diet Pepsi. Way too many of us have our self-worth tied up in something else, in some BS that we have no business tying our self-worth up in. So I ask you this question. Do you have your self-worth, your self-image, who you are, tied up in a sports team or a political party that does not care about you at all, one bit? Because a lot of us do. A lot of us do. And if you're listening, you say, well, some causes are worth fighting for. Maybe. And yes, the answer is yes, that there are a lot of causes that are worth fighting for. Is Donald Trump worth fighting for? Is Joe Biden worth fighting for? Is the soul of our nation at risk? And do you need to go out and protest? Do you need to go out and take part and be active in these things? You know, only you can answer that question. Only you are capable of answering that question. But I suggest, and I urge, I implore you to really look deep inside and to say, why am I so excited about this? Why am I so triggered by the opposite of what I am? And is it healthy? Is this actually serving me? Am I doing independent thinking? Or am I just following my brand, my team, my tribe, whatever it might be? And again, only you can answer that question. So I just want you to be mindful of it. Examine why you're doing the things that you're doing, why you spend your money on the things that you're spending money on, why you're living the life that you're living, why you're spending the time focusing your attention on the things that you're focusing your attention on. Is it serving you? Is the utility in it? Are these good uses of your time? The most valuable resources are your time, your money, and your attention. They are precious. We have only so few of them. So, nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. It's been proven. God only knows about the Twins. Good luck to them. Remember, the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.